Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Intruder!
Hey, Christine.
Oh. Hey, Dobber. It's Dobber. What are you doing down on your hands and knees?
Oh, there's a giant thing at the window.
I better go take care of Tim. Why don't you see what the giant thing wants?
Hey, Coach.
Jeez, Dobber, what the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry if I scared you.
You didn't scare me, Dobber. I was just getting a drink of water. Now, what do you want?
Coach, I never would have come over here this time of night if it wasn't something really important. I think I may be leaving.
What do you mean, leaving? Leaving the team?
Leaving the team, leaving Orlando, leaving this world, Coach. I don't want you to misunderstand. See, I'm not sick. I'm not unhappy with my work.
And what is it, Dobber?
Will you admit that there are things about this world that you don't understand?
Dobber, I am trying to find things in this world I do understand.
There's stuff about me you don't know. There's stuff I've never told anybody. But ever since I was a little kid, I've always felt different.
Well, Dob, you were 5'9 and 185 pounds in the fifth grade, for God's sake.
That's not what I mean. For years, I had a lot of trouble sleeping. I had this recurring dream that I was being abducted.
You mean kidnapped?
No, I mean taken aboard a spacecraft. You've stopped making the coffee, haven't you? I'd be in this field, and they'd take me aboard their mothership. Naturally, I thought it was a dream. But then when I woke up in the morning, I'd have these scratches on my feet, and I realized I must have really been outside. And the more it happened, the more I could remember specific incidents. And then, all of a sudden, just like that, it stopped. I mean, when I was in Minnesota, I don't think I took a single trip. But since we've come down here to Orlando, they've started up again.
And you really think this is happening?
I know it is. It's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, I'd say it's on the wild side, Dob, yeah.
Well, so, anyway, now that I'm older and I'm more comfortable with my new friends, I think I've begun to understand their purpose and what it is they want from me.
Which is what?
Well, I think they're ready to have someone go with them, and I think they've chosen me.
What do you say we forget that coffee and open up a bottle of something good?
Hey, listen, you know, Coach, I know this is hard for you to accept. Hey, if I hadn't lived this and I heard somebody telling me about all this, I'd think they were nuts. The reason I wanted to tell you this tonight is because I just had another encounter and I realized that they could take me at any time. And if they ask me to go, I've decided to say yes. Anyway, Coach, I hope you understand. This would be like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. And I just don't want you to worry if one day I don't show up for work. So how are you taking all this?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if when I screamed, did I hit my head or...
You do believe me, don't you?
Well, let's recap this for a second, Dob. I mean, you believe you've repeatedly been abducted by people from another planet. And now they want to take you to see their leader. And you don't want me to worry if one day you're just gone.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm going to miss you, but I respect your decision.
Wow, I got to admit, I thought this would be a lot harder. Coach, I really appreciate your understanding.
Oh, hey, Dobbin, I appreciate your coming over here in the middle of the night to tell me. I mean, I can understand your urgency. I mean, you could be gone tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll see you tomorrow at work, and maybe I won't. Either way, you're going to be in good hands.
Yeah. Coach, thank you so much for taking it this way.
Well, I don't know. How else you expect me to take it? Hey, Doc, listen, one more thing. I don't know how anybody else is going to take this, so why don't we just keep it between you and me, okay?
Probably wise.
Okay, well, nighty-night now.
What did Dobber want?
Oh, well, Dobber thinks he's been abducted by aliens and he's going to go live with them on their planet. Seriously. Bourbon's on the counter.
But since we came down here to Orlando, they started up again. And I think they want someone to go with them. And I think they've decided on me. So you believe me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Howard.
Hey, Luth.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Coach. Surprise.
Can you believe this?
You told Howard and Luther?
Oh, yeah, they told me to.
Who told you? You've been in conversation with him since you left my house last night?
That's right.
What'd you do? You walked outside of my house and they beamed you up?
Exactly. I went home and I fell asleep and they paid me a visit. And I woke up with this urgent need to tell people. I'm sensing some tension here, Coach.
Dobber, I have an urgent need. I have an urgent need to keep this coaching staff and this team focused on what's important.
You don't think Dobber's being abducted is important?
What Dobber does on his own time, Howard, is Dobber's business. What we do in this office on my time is my business.
What are you getting so upset about?
I don't need a transmission from outer space to know where this is going. Dobber tells you guys his story. You guys don't question it for an instant. And then that's all you want to do is talk about it all day and the day after and the day after that. And meanwhile, I don't get any work done.
What's so important about work anyway? What? Well, come on, hey, I think we're dealing with something a little more important than work here. This is the universe. This is the planet. This is the space, for God's sake.
Which I thought you were on board with this.
No, Dobber. You're the only one who's been on board. See, I asked you not to bring this into the office. Now, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Does this frighten you, Hayden?
No, Howard. It doesn't frighten me. It annoys the hell out of me.
Why? Because he knows he won't be asked to go.
Like you will be.
I'm hoping.
Okay, that's it. I don't want to talk anymore about... If you guys want to talk some more about space, you go right ahead. I'm going to sit here at my desk and work. If anybody would like to join me, they are more than welcome.
I can't work when my heart's filled with questions.
There's so many things I don't know, so many things I want to know.
My mind is your mind, Luther.
I just can't comprehend the enormity of what you're experiencing. Because of where you've been and where you're going, you can answer questions that man has been asking since time began.
Who actually does the staring when you guys are up there?
Well, there's a captain figure, and then there are other crew members. I'm not sure what Io does.
Io?
Yeah, whenever they're probing me, he just kind of looks at me and smiles.
What do they eat? Pellets, I bet.
I've never had a meal with him.
Hey, If you're gone forever, what happens when you die? Do they bring you back or do they bury you out there?
You kind of dissolve into millions of molecules and they send you out into the universe and each molecule becomes another piece of the infinite.
That sounds right. Like a bunch of pellets. Is anybody else getting hungry?
Aiden, have you got a minute?
Doris, if you're here to talk about football, I got all the time you need. If you're here to talk about anything else, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
I am here to talk about football.
Aha! Uh-huh. Then you got my full attention.
Good. I've been planning the team cruise.
Okay. That's it. Everybody out of here.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me, Luther. I just don't want to talk about this anymore. I mean, here we are. We've got a team on our way up. Most remarkable year we've had. Nobody wants to talk about that. I got an owner who wants to talk about taking a boat trip, and I got a bunch of coaches talking about taking a space trip.
Oh. Who's taking a space trip?
Robert, he's been contacted by aliens.
Well, don't plan it for the spring, because that's when the team cruises.
Oh, my God, is that one of them?
Oh, no, that's a cat. I was just doodling.
Oh, everybody out of here. Come on. Except for our emissary to the universe. You and I are going to have a talk, Dauber. I'm going to tell you a story. It's got a beginning, it's got a middle, and it's got an end. And the beginning is, I take an 18-year-old kid, and I make a promise to his mother on her deathbed that I will make sure her son gets a college education. And it takes 8 years. And this young man graduates. And I make him an assistant coach. We do pretty well. We win a national championship. And then I get my first pro job. And I take this young man with me, and he gets his first pro job. And the end of the story is, we are in a pretty remarkable position for a second-year franchise, and this young man tells me that he may have to leave the team and fly to God knows where with God knows who. Well, Dauber, I ain't gonna cut it. I need 100% of your mind, 100% of your body, and 100% of your soul. And if you can't give me that, and I can't use you here at all. So what's it going to be, Dauber?
Coach, I can't give you that commitment.
Okay, Don. You're fired.
Last night, I thought we should start using it. I think it would make me feel safer.
Well, Christine, I wasn't afraid last night.
I never said you were.
It doesn't matter. Couldn't say anything to make me feel any worse anyway after the day I've had.
What happened today?
I fired Dauber.
You what?
Christine, he wouldn't get off this abduction thing. I told him not to tell anybody. Went ahead and told Howard and Luther, and now their minds are gone. We're at a critical point in the season. I shouldn't have to be dealing with stuff like this.
I can't imagine what brought all this on.
I can't, Christine. The pressure the team's been under. I mean, who knows? Maybe the move to Orlando has brought up a bunch of stuff we don't know about.
Well, if he's really having these kinds of problems, do you think firing him is going to help him?
Christine, I am not in the business of solving everybody's personal problems. I am in the business of being a football coach, and Dauber's anxieties or his fear of success or his need to escape or whatever it is isn't helping me do that.
But firing him seems like such an overreaction. And whether this is an escape or Dauber really believes this, what difference does it make? The point is, he needs someone to talk to. But when people want to talk to you about things that are really deep and important, you don't want to talk to them.
I don't want to talk about this.
It's too bad. Because They want so much to be a part of your life and for you to be a part of theirs. And yet so many times, Hayden, you isolate yourself. You talk about being a team, and yet you're not a member of the very thing you've created.
Well, now you've done it. You really fixed things good this time.
Hi, Christine. How you doing?
You just couldn't let things be, could you?
What are you talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about this note from Dauber. He's gone.
What?
Gone. We were supposed to go out together and went by his house. He fired Dauber, you know. Did you tell her that?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes, Luther.
You don't have to answer him, Christine. Why the hell isn't the alarm on when he comes in?
Anyway, I went by the house and we were supposed to go out and he's gone. He's gone. He's nowhere. Not a molecule. Just this. You see that? I'll tell you what it says. Dear Luther, I waited for you. You didn't come. So I've gone off to the planet Arium.
The planet Arium?
The planetarium. He's gone. The planet.
Are you going?
I'm gonna go find Dauber. I'm gonna go be a friend because I sure as hell don't want to lose all this.
Hey, Doc.
Coach.
Is this a private moment, or can I sit down?
Sure.
Oh. Is this what it looks like?
Pretty much, if you got a window seat. So, what do you want?
Well, I just came to say goodbye, Doc. And you know how I feel about you. And heck, I mean, we spent too much time together for today to be the end of it. Gosh, I just hope they know what they're getting.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I hope they don't think they're taking
just anybody.
If I was them and I wanted to study somebody, I'd take
somebody typical, not someone like you, you know. You're special, Dauber. I hope they know that. I feel like pinning a note to your shirt.
You take care of this boy. He's a good one. Well, I couldn't do it. I couldn't go out there. Got enough on this planet to challenge me. Can't think of any place better or more exciting or where you'd find any better friends. I'm gonna miss you, Doc.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. Because I'm not going. I thought a lot about that story you told me today, the one about the guy whose mother was dying, and you promised her that you'd see to it that he got an education, and then you gave him his first coaching job. I couldn't help but think that that guy is a lot like me. I owe you everything. And if I'm somebody that they really want, a lot of who I am is because of you. And I've been trying to figure out why they didn't visit me the whole time I was in Minnesota. And I think maybe they thought I was in good hands.
Or maybe they didn't like the fact we were losing so much. I mean, they're probably competitive little buggers.
Not really. And I think the reason that they started visiting me here again in Orlando is because I've learned so much from you. They think I'm ready. But Coach, my loyalty is with you. Besides, There are things in this world even I don't understand.
I really appreciate that, Dahmer. It sounds like you've really thought this thing out. You've made a sound, rational decision. It's good news. Doc, did you tell them? How'd they take it?
Oh, they're okay with me. They're a little upset with you.